2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Thank you for listening. KSL News Time 345. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Prosecutors say a deadly officer-involved shooting in Midvale is justified. Body cam video shows the suspect pointed a gun at the officers, and Simgill believes the man tried to fire, but the safety was on. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second Bountiful High School unveiled its new mascot today. The Braves will now be the Bountiful Red Hawks. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have a crash eastbound. This is California Avenue, about 3200, 3600 west. It is blocking all eastbound lanes of traffic. Thanks to KSL Traffic Trooper Guru for giving us those details. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a sunny day out there, near 60. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
52 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has recessed until Monday. On the stand late today, Hennepin County Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Andrew Baker. He conducted the autopsy on George Floyd and ruled that Floyd's death was caused by restraint and neck compression, something defense attorneys questioned.
My opinion remains unchanged. It's what I put on the death certificate last June. That's cardiopulmonary arrest complicating law enforcement subdual restraint and neck compression. That was my top line then. It would stay my top line now.
Chauvin, seen on video using his knee to pin Floyd to the ground by his neck, has pleaded not guilty. President Biden's ordered a study of adding seats to the Supreme Court and the possibility of term limits for justices. The House Ethics Committee opens an investigation into reports of sexual and other misconduct by Congressman Matt Gaetz, the Florida Republican, again denying any wrongdoing. Stocks call it a week with record closes today for the Dow and the S&P. The Nasdaq didn't reach a record, but it closed well in positive territory. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
It's the KSL In-Depth. The statewide mask mandate goes away tomorrow, but most of Utah's hospitals and clinics will still require face coverings. And that goes for the foreseeable future. In a community COVID briefing this morning, infectious disease physician Dr. Kristen Drascombe from Intermountain said there are still a lot of unknowns.
We don't know all the time that whether someone is sick or not, or has just recently been sick, or if they just had been exposed and they don't even know. This illness is tricky and can have people transmit illness even when they have no symptoms at all. As a consequence, we will maintain our mask mandate within our facilities to protect our caregivers from infection, to protect our patients from infection, and those who visit our facilities for our laboratory, for visiting patients, for whatever it is, to really ensure everyone's safety while we still combat this virus.
And Dr. Drascombe says we need more time to vaccinate more people.
We have to start with the fact that not everybody's vaccinated yet. We've done really, really well with our elders. 75 to 80% of our 70s and older, 71% of our 60 to 69-year-olds. But the rest of us are still waiting to get vaccinated, so we can't assume everyone around us is vaccinated, even if we are. The second piece is that even if someone is vaccinated, there is a risk of transmitting the virus. It's extremely low, but it's still there. And so if you are in a business, you don't know if the people around you are vaccinated. And I personally wouldn't want to risk transmitting this virus to someone who is still susceptible. We don't know the immune status of the folks around us. We don't know if they've been vaccinated or if they have an illness that might make them extremely susceptible to severe disease. Just as a courtesy, I would definitely recommend continuing to observe those rules so that we can all be safe, even despite vaccination, until we can get this virus curbed a bit more.
That's infectious disease doctor Kristen Drascombe, who says we've learned that masking works and we should wait just a little bit longer to take them off for good. KSL News Time 3:49. And it's time for traffic. Here's Ricky Mees.
Getting busy on the southbound side of I-15 in Salt Lake County from just after 4500 South through Midvale. You're right back to the speed limit, though, by the time you're reaching 90th South in Sandy. That will continue to Provo. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeway is not bad. We do have some busy traffic, 5600 West, although it is starting to move better both directions between I-80 and 2100 South. Steve?
And we have that crash on California Avenue at about 3600 West. That's blocking the eastbound lanes, according to a KSL traffic trooper, involving numerous semis with nowhere to go. Nice drive, though, on northbound 15, downtown Salt Lake City to Davis County. Slow and go, Kaysville to Clearfield. Southbound 15, slow as well between 31st Street and Ogden down into Sunset. And Main Street to 200 North is where you're going to find those delays on northbound 89, packed in, also at South Weaver Drive. IFA's four-step lawn care program keeps your turf green, healthy, and strong all season long. IFA Country Stores helping to grow the things you love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the 9s. Here's the full 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Cool today with highs in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and 68. A pleasant day. Cools again on Sunday to 57, and again, mostly sunny skies. 62 Monday, more sunshine. Partly cloudy skies on Tuesday with a high of 61. Then some rain showers possibility on Wednesday and Thursday. The highs both day 60. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Telling you, it's like Provo's burning up at 59 degrees. It's only 52 in Salt Lake City at 351.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Hey!
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Hurry into Ram Truck Month for great deals on the only trucks ever built on a promise to redefine what a truck can be. Ram 1500, the only pickup on Car and Driver's 10 Best list. Ram 3500, available with up to 37,100 pounds of diesel towing capacity. And Ram TRX, the 2021 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. Hurry into Ram Truck Month for great deals on the only brand to ever win Motor Trend's Truck of the Year 3 years in a row. I'm a
Ram. Would you like something beautiful you can wear every day? How about fine jewelry that'll add color and sparkle to your Zoom calls? Come to Shang Company and check out all our gorgeous new spring styles. Add an update and bring some cheer to your spring wardrobe. We have so many new looks to choose from. We're especially excited to introduce jewelry in trending new materials, like our 14-karat gold hoop earrings with colorful enamel accents. Our mineral charms are designed to really highlight the beauty of the natural stones. Choose black onyx or green malachite. Layer them with our 14-karat gold chains to create an on-trend look. When it comes to the classics, we're experts. For generations, we've been perfecting these styles, like diamond stud earrings, tennis bracelets, 14-karat gold bangles, cultured pearl jewelry, and more. Visit us today and get something delightful for yourself.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business.
Shane Company, and ShaneCo.com.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Southwest Airlines is bringing back more than 2,700 flight attendants. They have to get back to work the 1st of June. KSL Drive's rapper Sean Diddy Combs is calling out companies like GM and others for not being more inclusive. In a letter he wrote to Corporate America, Diddy says they're failing to invest in more black-owned companies. The company behind the Lil Nas X Satan shoe is offering a full refund to anybody who paid the $1,018 for a pair. Nike sued the streetwear brand MSCHF, which you pronounce mischief, last week. Wall Street today, tech companies help push the market higher. The Dow jumping 297 points to 33,800. The S&P set yet another record, gaining 31. And the NASDAQ picked up 70 points today. A major win for Amazon after a majority of workers at a distribution center in Alabama voted not to unionize. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The National Labor Relations Board must certify the results, but workers at an Amazon warehouse in Alabama appeared to vote decisively against forming a union. The retail, wholesale, and department store union accused Amazon of trying to interfere in the vote and filed an objection. Union membership has declined in the U.S. to 11% of the eligible workforce, and organized labor had hoped to reverse the trend by unionizing Amazon, the second largest private employer in the country.
Amazon fought aggressively against the unionization, including sending texts to individual workers urging them to vote no. KSL News Time 356.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.